Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Chulin, Perik Beis Mishnah Hei. So now we're going to turn away a little bit from the emphasis in Hilchas Shechita. We're going to focus on Tumah and Tahara. There's a klal, and we've learned this already, that food won't become tummy, even if it touches tummy. Food won't become tummy unless it's hukshar. It has to be prepared for tummy. How does it become prepared for tummy? It has to touch one of the seven mashka, one of the seven liquids. What are the seven liquids? Well, at least be happy we're not chazering over the five simoni shchita now. The seven liquids, like we have already learned in different mishnayas, there's a siman to remember it. It's yad, shachat, dam. Yad, yayin, wine. Dalid, dam, blood. Shachat, shin is shemen. Ches is chalav, milk. Tes is tal, dew. Dam, dalid, the second dalid is devash. And the mem is mayim. So blood is one of the things that is machshir something to be mekabel tumah. That doesn't mean if it touches blood, it becomes tummy. But it means if it touches the blood, and afterwards it comes into contact with tumah, it will become tummy. So, Zaktar Mishnah. Hashoychet behem achai v'ayiv. Some hashechted behem achai or ayiv. V'lo yatzah men dam, and no blood came out. Not the norm, but it could happen. So, kisherim. They're kosher. You can eat the meat. What makes the shechita good has nothing to do with dam coming out. It has to do with cutting the simana. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, I would have maybe thought if no dam came out, that's a siman that he didn't shecht properly. But we say no. If he says he cut through the simanim, the fact that no dam came out, that's not a stira to that. We say it was a good shechita. And the maila is, because no dam came out, is that v'nachalim b'yadayim misuavas. You can eat it even with unclean, meaning unwashed hands. Chertame. So let's explain what the Batanura explains over here. Chazal were geyser on stam yadayim. Stam yadayim means, I don't know for a fact that my hands touched tumah, but I wasn't careful. So when it comes to touching tumah or kachim, hands, unless I was consciously careful to make sure it doesn't become tummy, have a din of a sheni l'tumah. A sheni l'tumah is not metam b'chulin. If I touch an apple without washing my hands, stam an apple doesn't become tummy. But a sheni l'tumah would be metama food or drink of tumah and kachim. So always before you touch tumah and kachim, you have to wash your hands. And as long as you're consciously careful to make sure your hand doesn't touch anything that's tameh, you can keep working with the tumah and the kachim. So a person who didn't wash his hands, the Mishnah refers to him as a person that has yadayim misu'avais, unclean hands. Does he have to wash his hands before he handles with this behemah, before he works with the meat? No, officially hukshiru b'dam, because they were not prepared for tumah by becoming wet with blood. Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, Hukshuru b'shchita. Even if there was no blood, the shchita itself makes it something susceptible to tumah. Now this is Reb Shimon's shita. Shchita accomplishes to take the animal out of the isser of Eivrim and Achai. Eivrim and Achai means an Eivrim from a live animal. So automatically, as soon as the isser Eivrim and Achai falls off, it's called food. And if tumah comes into contact with it, it becomes tummy. I have a problem here. Didn't you just tell me, if you didn't wash your hands, the only thing you can't touch is tumah or hegdish, right? Correct. So we're talking about tumah or hegdish here? Tumah is only something that grows from the ground. It's not a behemah chaya or oif. And we can't be talking about hegdish because it says chaya. So the Gemara explains, enachanami, but there is such a thing that a person says, I don't eat any food unless it has the same geder of tahara that at least tumah would have. So it's for such a person that we say, look, if no dam came out, you don't have a problem. You can eat it even without washing your hands. So once again, let's see our Mishnah, chazring over our Mishnah. In order for something to become tummy, it has to first be touched by one of the shiva mashkin. And then, if it comes into contact with tumah, it's tummy. So some shechtza behem echaya or oif, and no dam comes out. Dam is one of the shiva mashkim. So first of all, the meat is kosher. Don't think because no dam came out, it wasn't a good shechita. And second, even though stam is a chazal, were geyser on stam yadayim, meaning to say, if you didn't consciously think about keeping your hands, but tahara, you have to wash your hands before you eat truma and kachim, Or let's say someone who stam wants to eat all his food on the level of Truma and Kachim. But over here, you don't have to wash your hands. Because anyway, it can't become Tame. And the Farshim point out that Lamaisa, you have to wash it in water. That's part of the Malicha process. You have to roast certain parts of the animal to get the blood out and then cook it in water. So a lot of other... So you'd have to work very hard to work around all of this. There may be ways to do it. But right now, you can still touch it, even if you didn't wash your hands. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says, no, the shechita itself makes it roy lekabel tuma. As a matter of fact, Rav Shimon holds the regular dam that comes out, that wouldn't be machshirit lekabel tuma. Dam that comes out through shechita, according to Rav Shimon, won't be machshirit. The reason it becomes hochshur lekabel tuma is only because of the shechita itself.